Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose for another episode of the Premier League footballpredictions.net podcast, covering matches for the 14th to the 16th of December 2024. And you can see the details for all the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on the website, footballpredictions.net, alongside fixtures from just about every other football comp in the world.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we are about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware.
First up, we've got a bottom of the table clash. Wolverhampton Wanderers down in 19th take on fellow cellar dwellers Ipswich Town in 18th. And this one kicks off on Saturday, the 14th of December at 3 p.m. in the UK. Obviously, it's not broadcast in the UK, that one. But if you go to footballpredictions.net, you can view your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location for this match. Now, again, we've got a couple of sides which are in almost identical form at the moment, haven't we?
Identical form, and also both teams on just 9 points after 15 games in the Premier League. And they are looking up at Crystal Palace on 13 points. This game is a key game for both sides, and it will be very interesting to see how they're going to get on. And obviously, their form very identical, like you just said. Both teams have lost their last three matches, and Ipswich probably felt a little bit hard done by last week when they played Bournemouth at home, because they were leading 1-0 until the 87th minute, and then they ended up losing 2-1. Now, that was quite good for our prediction, because our outcome for that game was a Bournemouth win. So whoever followed us on that would have obviously had a correct prediction for that one on the outcome. Prior to that, Ipswich lost at home to Palace and away to Forest. Narrow losses, though, just a one-goal margin. And I think that will also be key when we get back to our prediction for this one a little bit later. But anyway, just one goal margins defeats. Ipswich did have a few good results because they drew Man U at home and they won 2-1 away to Spurs. So the Ipswich games, they are tight, they are in games, but they're just not picking up the wins. If we look at Wolverhampton, they also have a poor run of results here. They lost on Monday night 2-1 at West Ham. We had 3-1 West Ham in that game, so both teams to score and a West Ham win. We also predicted Wolves to lose away to Everton. They lost 4-0 in that game. And then we had a both teams to score prediction in their home game against Bournemouth. They lost that one 4-2. And maybe that can serve as a bit of an indicator to where these two teams are, because Ipswich, of course, lost 2-1 to Bournemouth last weekend. But yeah, going into this game, it's going to be very close. What do we think?
Yes, well, I'm not sure if you're going to like this one, but we think it's going to be close. We think also that even though these sides, you know, they're obviously not doing well in the league, they do tend to score. So we have gone for a both teams to score prediction for this one. Odds you can get for that are at 1.67 at the moment. Go to our website and you'll see exactly what the latest ones are, and that's what it is right now as we're recording this. But for a full-time prediction, we think Wolves being at home will edge it, and you can only get 1.91 for a Wolves win, so they're pretty heavily favoured there by the bookies as well. But they need to bounce back after their loss in that terrible game against West Ham. So Ipswich need something, but I'm not sure they're going to get it. They did get that win at Spurs somehow, but it happened. If you do want to bet on Ipswich to win, you get odds of 3.8, so very decent, which is exactly the same odds as you get for a draw. But yeah, Wolves are kind of firm favourites at 1.91 odds. Correct score prediction, we're going for 2-1 to Wolves, and the odds you can get for that are 9.5 at the moment. Just looking at our poll here, 56% of people think Wolves will win. Only 11% think Ipswich Town. Did you vote in that, Moose?
Not yet. I can bump that
bring up
a little
bit. For Ipswich a little bit, yeah. And the rest are draws. So it could be a draw. Yeah, we think both teams to score is a fairly safe one in terms of this game. Next, we've got Newcastle United, 12th, not doing so well for the richest club in the world, versus Leicester City, who are 16th, not doing very well at all. And, this one kicks off on Saturday, the 14th of December. Another 3 p.m. kickoff. And, of course, go to footballpredictions.net for your local kickoff time, betting odds and broadcast streaming options in your local area. Newcastle have been very poor, haven't they?
Yeah, this is a really interesting game, actually, because Leicester also at the same time, new manager, Ruben Nistelrooy, and actually, ever since he stepped in, 3-1 win against West Ham, and then they picked up a 2-2 draw against Brighton last week, and that made not sound, yeah. I mean, that's a fairly impressive result considering where Leicester came from in that game, because they equalized right at the end, the reduce the scoreline in the 86th minute, 1-2, and then in injury time made it 2-2. So Leicester is definitely a team that can do something because we know how good Brighton has been this season. Now Newcastle, wow, probably one of the biggest disappointments in the Premier League so far this season. They were actually off to a decent start, 3 wins from their first 4. Yeah, they were among the top teams after 4 games. However, ever since then, 11 matches and just 2 wins. That did include wins against Arsenal, Nottingham Forest. And this is the potential that Newcastle has, but it's not really showing. Now, their most recent home game was against Liverpool. And equally, that was a good result for Newcastle because they managed to pick up also a late point in that game. They were actually down 3-2 until injury time when they bounced back through Fabian Schär and got a 3-3 draw. But at the back, they do have a tendency to concede and they've conceded quite a few of late. They went to Brentford last weekend and lost 4-2 in that game. And there seemed to only ever really be one team in it in the second half. That was Brentford. But yeah, 4-2 they lost in that game. We had a both teams to score prediction in that one. We also had both teams to score in that Liverpool game. And then get this, we had under 2.5 goals when Newcastle played at Palace and it ended 1-1. Don't say we just do both teams to score predictions. Interesting one. Now Leicester, of course, prior to picking up these 4 points and lead in the lead up to Steve Cooper being sacked, they had 3 defeats in a row. We called all 3 defeats in the lead up to that sacking. And last weekend against Brighton, we had both teams to score. But yeah, overall, could be an interesting game. But actually, we think that the honeymoon period is over for Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Yeah, we do. But also, you know, it's at St. James's Park, which is never an easy place to go to. And Newcastle really needs to kind of get into gear. I mean, they've got a negative goal difference at this stage of the season, and that's why they're sitting in 12th. Yeah. But that's never going to be good. You know, a lot's expected of them. And yeah, we think Leicester won't be able to continue on such great form forever. And let's see how it goes. But we predict a few goals in this one. So we're going for an over 2.5 goals game. Unfortunately, you can only get 1.44 odds on that. So not fantastic, but it's even less if you want the Newcastle win. 1.3 odds for that one. So yeah, take your pick out of those two. That's what we're looking at. But we think the over game is probably the best one for us. And correct score prediction, we're going for 3-0. You can get odds there of 9.5 at the moment. And in our user poll, 67% of you agree. So go to our page on, you can see it in the description on footballpredictions.net, and you can see where to vote. If you like Leicester to win, you can get odds of 9 at the moment. Huge. But yeah, we can't see it happening. So we've gone for Newcastle for a hefty one. Next up, we've got Arsenal up in third. They're challenging. And they're playing Everton, who are in 15th. This one is at 3 p.m. on Saturday, 14th of December. And, of course, visit footballpredictions.net. See the description to find your local kickoff time, betting odds and broadcast streaming channels for this match. And I think this one's actually broadcast on Bet365 if you're overseas. So that would be a good one to watch. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. You can't watch that from the UK. Arsenal doing very, very well. They're just not conceding, giving anything at the minute, are they?
No, they aren't, and I think we should start with our latest predictions for Arsenal, especially at home midweek against Monaco. We have a 3-0 prediction for Arsenal. Guess what? They beat them 3-0. And then in the Premier League midweek last week, they beat Man U 2-0, and we had 2-0 Arsenal in that game.
We're pretty good, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Now at Fulham, we did predict an Arsenal win, but our main prediction was under 2.5 goals, and that game ended 1-1. Remember, Arsenal did have a disallowed goal through VAR, so possibly could have won it. But overall, Arsenal picked up again. They had a little period where they had no wins from 5. They lost in the Champions League at Inter as well. And then, of course, they had those defeats at Newcastle and Bournemouth. But has to be said, they also played Chelsea away and Liverpool at home. So some strong teams in the top three there. Ever since then, they've had 5 wins now from their last 6. And they are looking good, especially at home, where they picked up with a few wins against Forest and Man United. Now, Everton seems to be picking the right matches for their wins, because obviously, well, you don't want to get relegated, then at least beat the teams below you. And that's exactly what they've done this season. They beat Palace, Ipswich, and most recently they beat Wolverhampton. Now, we did predict them to beat Wolverhampton. Probably didn't predict them to beat them 4-0, but they did win that game 4-0. But yeah, prior to that, Everton hadn't scored in 4 matches in a row. So that was the first 4 goals in the last 5 games. They had a 1-1 draw then at Fulham as well. So yeah, they really don't score many goals, Everton. And away from home, they just got 5 goals all season in 7 matches. So yeah, Everton away from home, no goals in the last 3. They're going to Arsenal. It's going to be tricky, but they did pick up 4 goals last weekend against Wolves. And we do think they will get a goal, actually, at Arsenal.
Yeah.
But what do we think for our prediction, though?
Well, we think that's the crucial part to this one, because now it looks like they maybe have got their shooting boots on, because they didn't score, did they, for games before that? Like, last goal they scored before that game
was Fulham.
Well, it was in Fulham in on the 26th of October. So, yeah, I just hope their coaches have found a way to score a goal, because otherwise, if you just go for the Arsenal win, which is the very obvious thing to do here, you can only get odds of 1.22. Of course, we do think Arsenal will win. But, yeah, I mean, not much return on that. It's almost not worth putting anything on. But we've gone for both teams to score because, well, the value is quite good. You can get odds of 2.38 for that. So, yeah, I know what I'd rather be having. But yeah, if you're very conservative and you just want probably to win something, go for the 1.22 odds on Arsenal to win. We can't see anything other than an Arsenal win. And Arsenal, I should say, are undefeated in their previous 10 home league matches. So it's a very good run at home, and 3 in a row against Everton as well. So I think that'll happen again. So it'll be all. Now, the correct score prediction here we've gone for is 3-1 to the Gunners, and you can get odds of that, very nice odds. So you might be interested in a bit of this as well, of 13. That's 12-1. And Arsenal to win on our website, 77% of you agree, with the rest probably quite deluded. The best odds for this match as well, we mentioned the Arsenal to win only 1.22, but a draw you can get 6.5. That's pretty huge. And if you actually if you're crazy enough to think Everton can win this game, you can get odds of 13. So, you know, stranger things have happened, but yeah, so that's where you get the only place you're going to get value outside of what we mentioned before. So we move on to Liverpool, who are top of the league, of course, who take on Fulham, who have impressed everyone in the last few weeks. This one kicks off on Saturday. They're in 10th, by the way, kicks off on Saturday, 14th of December, 3 p.m. Go to our site and you can see your local kickoff time, betting odds on footballpredictions.net and how you can watch it. Now, Liverpool are just really just continuing on their bulldozing of all leagues at the moment, aren't they?
And wow, yeah, it seems like Liverpool hit the jackpot on the slot machine when they got Arne Slot as a manager. But yeah, wow, that was a terrible pun. Anyway, Liverpool, obviously, they are in great form across all competitions. Like in the Champions League, the only team to have won all 6 games, and they continued that form midweek when they went to Girona, beat them 1-0. We said Liverpool were going to win that game. And then in the Premier League, midweek last week, they had a 3-0 draw at Newcastle. So actually a rare game for them, but they dropped points, Liverpool. But yeah, only right at the very end. Prior to that, they had some strong results. They beat City and Real Madrid. at home, they beat them 2-0 each. They had a 3-2 win at Southampton and then a 2-0 win at home to Aston Villa in the Premier League. So yeah, I mean, look, overall, Liverpool's in really strong form. They scored two or more goals in the Premier League across the last seven games. So it's starting to score goals now. If you want to keep up with Liverpool, you gotta outscore them. And how is that going to happen? Because actually, Liverpool, when you look at their defensive record, they got the best one in the Premier League. They only conceded 11 goals in 14 games. So it's a very, very hard team to beat and to get any points from at the moment. They look like a really, really solid unit. But Fulham, on the other hand, now this is an interesting team. I think probably one of the, even though they're down in 10th, but don't forget like that, we've got seven teams where the points difference is just 2 points from Fulham in 10th up to Forest in 5th. So it's a very, very tight race there. And actually, Fulham has been doing pretty well of late. The last home game, they beat Brighton 3-1. Most people might have been surprised that we called that one because we said 2-1 Fulham in that game, considering the form that Brighton been in. But yeah, they beat them 3-1. And then they picked up a point against Arsenal and Spurs on either side of that Brighton game, 2-1 all draws. Now, Fulham did lose 4-1 at home to Wolverhampton. Now, that was probably one of the bigger surprises of the season so far, considering how Fulham's been doing and considering how Wolverhampton have been doing. Anyway, Fulham, they've got goals in them. They have only had one game all season where they've not scored, and that was the very first game of the season when they lost 1-0 at Man United. And then literally since then, they've scored in every single game this season, and that includes matches against City and Arsenal, Spurs, Newcastle. Some of the stronger teams in the league. So they got goals in them, Fulham, and they will give it a good go at Anfield.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Fulham have been amazing. They've got a really good squad. They're in a good groove at the moment. I know they're only in 10th, but like you said, there's points difference between 10th and way up to sort of third or whatever it is not that much. And they impressed. I've watched them a couple of times this season live, and they've been very, very impressive. And some of those players just getting better with age. Now, but of course they're going to Anfield, so it's not going to be easy. But yeah, so you can kind of see where we're going with this. And Fulham have scored in every game bar one this season, and Liverpool pretty much always scored, don't they? So especially at Anfield. So we've gone for both teams to score for this game. I think that's a really good bet. 1.8 are the odds you can get for that, which I think is fairly decent.
That's good.
And actually, you know, Fulham could spring a surprise here. This is not impossible for them. They've done really well. I mean, they held Arsenal, they held Spurs, and they whipped Brighton, didn't they? 3-1. So, yeah, if I were a Fulham fan right now, I'd be pretty confident in the ability of the team. But, yeah, we have to say a Liverpool win just because it's at Anfield and their record there. But, yeah, Fulham haven't been beaten in the last three away games, and Liverpool can afford a loss. You know, they might take their foot off the pedal here. So that's why I'm saying this, because, you know, even though we've gone for a Liverpool win, odds are only 1.33. So, you know, is it worth doing? But regarding what I said before, I think both teams have scored 1.8, way better from our money. But if you did look outside of that, and if you thought, oh, fancy a bit of Fulham on this one, you can get 8.5 for them to win, and a draw, six. Odds of 6, 5-1. So that's, I think it's a fairly good thing to look at. But, at the moment, we're going for a 2-1 win to Liverpool, and odds of that, if you go for a correct score, you can get at 10, which is also, I think, pretty good.
Yeah.
9-1 for a 2-1 scoreline, which is probably the most common scoreline in the game. So yeah, 81% of you who have voted on our website, go to find it in their description, currently going for Liverpool, 6% for them. So yeah, I've just got a feeling about this game. We'll see what happens. 2-1 to Liverpool. Moving on to our summary games, Nottingham Forest, who are fifth, taking on Aston Villa, who are sixth. This should be a cracker. 14th of December, that's Saturday, 5:30 in the evening. Find your local kickoff time and odds and all the streaming channels on our page in the description on footballpredictions.net. And for this one, we actually think this one's going to be a tight, really tight game. We're going for a draw, but we're also going for, would you believe, an under 2.5 goals game. And we think it's going to be a 0-0.
Yeah. Then we've got the battle of the South Coast, even though Crystal Palace is not South Coast, they are like South London. But for some reason, this has turned into a bit of a derby. And it's Brighton and Hove Albion in 7th, who takes on Crystal Palace in 17th. This game takes place Sunday, 15th of December at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, UK time. Now for this game, we're going with a Brighton win. Both teams to score, and a correct score of 2-1 Brighton.
And next up, we've actually got the Manchester derby. 4th place Manchester City take on 13th place Manchester United at 4:30 on Sunday afternoon, 15th of December. Go to our page on footballpredictions.net and you can find all the odds, pickup times and all the available viewing options. And of course, a match where anything can happen, but we think that Manchester City have got to find their mojo at some point. And they're playing Manchester United, even with their new manager, not even a bounce, is it? It's just a flop. At the moment, are not going to do anything, but we do think it's going to be a both teams to score a game, because both teams have it in them, and usually this happens in these fixtures. So, yeah, we're going for that. Correct score prediction, we're going for a City win, and we think they're going to do it fashionably 3-1.
Yeah, and the late kickoff on Sunday, 7 o'clock. So this is the 15th of December, 7 o'clock in the evening, UK time. We've got Southampton, bottom of the league in 20th, taking on Tottenham Hotspur in 11th. And for this game, we are going with a Tottenham win, both teams to score. A correct score prediction for Tottenham of 3-1, so a 3-1 win Spurs.
Yeah, and also at 7 p.m. on Sunday, we've got Chelsea in 2nd, taking on Brentford in 9th. This is on the 15th of December, of course. Visit our site and you'll see your local kickoff time and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, for this one, we think it will be a comfortable Chelsea win. We've gone for both teams to score in this one as well, because we've gone for a scoreline of 3-1 to Chelsea.
Yeah, and finally, Monday evening, 16th of December at 8 o'clock, we have Bournemouth in 8th at home to West Ham in 14th. Now, Bournemouth have been looking good this season, and especially at home, we are going with a 3-1 home win. So this is a Bournemouth win on the outcome, and a both teams to score prediction, and then the correct score of 3-1 Bournemouth.
And a reminder, if you do want to see that game, that one Premier League game that's being broadcast on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply, 18 plus gamble aware, and make use of our bonus code FP365 if you haven't already joined, and you can watch it live and subscription free.
Yeah, and in the description area of this podcast, you'll see links to the matches we've just been discussing, or simply visit footballpredictions.net. Once you're there, you'll have a look at all the online places to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our predictions for different betting markets, team news, as well as the latest offers and odds.
And just in case you didn't know, we produce these football podcasts across several comps, as well as this one, and you can listen to them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net or from where you access your favourite podcasts. Well, that's all. Thanks for joining us. And for now, it is.
Goodbye.
Bye.